were very fortunate yesterday to meet with the UDARP panel and receive final approval from them. So we're all set with our design elements as it relates to the building and the garage. And just waiting on a couple permits now, and hopefully we'll start doing some additional demo and grading work here in the next couple weeks.
Is the business with environmental hazard questions posing a serious possibility of a further delay in this, in your estimation, do you think?
At this point, it's not. I mean, we still have some work to do to read through everything that's been filed, and we'll have more information on that in the very near future.
Okay, so there is some work on the way on that. Do you expect to have to do some remediation over there for hazmat, or can't you say anything about that yet?
Yeah, at this point I can't. We still need to review all the information, and once we're able to speak to that, I'll make sure to get back to you.
All right. With the plans that are in place now, understand some of the designs were changed for the UDAP approval yesterday. What kind of center are we looking at now? Describe it briefly to me. What you're going to be building there?
Sure, it's going to be a very exciting project. It's going to be two floors with slot machines and table games, and then a poker room that will be themed with our World Series of Poker brand that we have with Caesars Entertainment as well. We're going to have about 140,000 square feet of gaming space. We'll have multiple restaurants, and in the very near future, I think some exciting news that I'll be able to share with potentially some celebrity chef tie-ins as it relates to our restaurants.
Was the design changed radically for the approval that you got this week? Understand some of the things were changed as far as location of the parking area.
Yeah, so what we did was we're going to have obviously a 4,000 car parking garage. We're going to have a valet pickup. We're going to have an outdoor, entertainment plaza. Not a large plaza where you would hold major concerts, but certainly an area that we'll be able to generate some atmosphere and some excitement on the outside there on Warner Street as well. A lot of the additional $25 million, whenever we first came into town, the plan was for a $375 million project. Once Table Games was approved, we increased that to $400 million. A lot of that goes along with our Horseshoe brand and some of the increased fit and finishes that we'll put on the inside of the building itself.
Okay. The employment picture, should people be thinking about that now?
Yeah, we're excited that we're going to be bringing 1,700 operational jobs to the city. And those jobs will really start to be posted online and be able to have people applying for those jobs toward the end of this year. The first jobs that will be posted will be Table Games jobs, and the reason for that is simply because of the training timeline that's associated with teaching Table Games. So www.horseshoebaltimore.com is where individuals can go on, get more information. They can also put in their email address so that whenever we push out notifications and updates, they have the latest and greatest information on Horseshoe Baltimore.
Have you? I'm sure you've done all of your studies and due diligence. Are you expecting to pull business from the Anne Arundel or Hollywood or any of the other operating casinos now? Are you looking at that at all?
Obviously, we're looking to be a regional as well as a national opportunity for customers. We have a large number of Total Reward members already in the database from Maryland. And as well as outside the state itself. So we're looking to be, not only a regional and a local draw, but a national draw for our Total Rewards members.
So this casino is obviously an upgrade from what had been planned. Give us some ideas. Is this one of just a few of its kind around the nation?
The great thing about the $400 million project that we're going to be putting in Baltimore City is the fact that it's going to be a full gaming experience for our customer base with table games, poker, and slot machines. The additional the element that I think is going to provide a lot of excitement in the city is the time and effort that we're putting into the experience. The bar scene that's going to be there, the restaurants that are going to be there, I think it really will be one of a kind in our market to be able to have customers come in and not only be able to partake in the gaming entertainment side of it, but also the social side, where they'll have great restaurant options with celebrity chef tie-ins potentially, as well as a must-see bar scene that will be in the middle of the casino.
Last question for my purposes. Barring any unforeseen roadblocks from permitting or anything else, what are you looking at as far as start of construction or groundbreaking?
So the start of construction, we have a lot of work to do just with the current concrete slabs that are on the site itself. We're going to have to go through and obviously start that work hopefully sometime in the next 2 to 4 weeks. And then we'll start some real groundbreaking events towards the April time frame, where you'll start to see a lot of work being done on the site, large machinery and those types of things, and continue to hold our late Q2, early Q3 2014 opening timeline.
What have I missed? Anything else, Chad, you wanted to mention?
I don't think so. I mean, we hit on the jobs. We're obviously very excited to be part of the city and to be bringing, Horseshoe Baltimore to the city and really just continue to add a piece of the pie to what the great city has to offer. I appreciate your time today, and if there's any follow-up questions or you need any more information, please.